Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Once again, we have the rare, elusive, and coveted Ed Sheeran tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Best call today is going to that show on July 4th. If I had known it was July 4th, I would have tried harder to get tickets.
You did know that.
Yeah,
we had extensive conversations
about
it.
I don't think we did.
And we've given away tickets before.
I don't remember it being July 4th. No, you know what the fireworks are going to be like?
We've literally had this conversation.
Yeah.
All right, so if you want to win them, this is going to happen. Who got this conversation started about the... Was it you, Hack?
It was me. I saw a story about some guys who were traveling and they tried to take a piece of the wall with them. I forget where they were.
Piece of Italy.
They were in Italy. Yeah, there's some like
what wall is in Italy?
I don't know if it was a specific wall. It's just like a
centuries old stone wall.
Yeah, that they like crack, you know, the little pieces. So they were like taking a piece off the cracked wall.
So these are like stolen souvenirs is what you're talking about.
I saw this story somewhere. And I thought, I know someone who travels a lot. I know someone who definitely... Probably, maybe, takes a lot.
You're talking about Aaron.
I'm talking about Aaron, yeah.
What?
I think of anybody in this room who would have stolen something, it would have to be her, yeah.
Yeah, well, is this stealing? Is it stealing? You know?
How far are we willing to take? Like, we're going to let people call in on this. Is it only taking things from nature, or is it like, that's a really cool picture in my hotel room, I'm keeping that?
Oh, yeah, we will take the stealing. I
think it's stealing no matter what.
But like in your hotel, they have your credit card information. They're gonna like know it was you, and you're gonna end up paying for it. Like I've taken the robe from a place, knowing full well they're gonna charge you for that.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
But like something.
Just pro tip, please just go to the Rally Hotel and get the robe.
The Rally.
It's the best robe I've ever had.
Downtown.
I love robes.
Mm-hmm. And it's worth stealing, but they will sell it to you. But if they don't have any in the gift shop, just get a room and steal it. It's the best rope.
Oh my God.
But I think, have you stolen anything, Hack?
Definitely stuff from hotels.
But your friend owns hotels and he just lets you have free reign.
Yeah, he did take us into the back room where they had all the mini shampoos and stuff and we went crazy.
What just happened between you and Aaron when she held up
because,
her phone?
Because I have traveled recently.
What did you steal? What'd you bring back?
I didn't say I stole. All I said was I have traveled, and I've been to a place where it's very frowned upon, and there's no one in this photo, so you can't tell me who took it.
But someone.
I took
in and around the proximity of Aaron.
I know someone who took Stonehenge.
Like
took chunks of Stonehenge?
Well... These people didn't buy the ticket that lets you go in because it's only a certain amount of time that you're allowed to go into the center of the massive rocks.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you could.
Yeah. Hmm. And so there's a path that goes around it. And
it's frowned upon to take a piece of the path.
Because there's not a lot of rocks there.
She just took okay. Here's what we're looking for is someone like that.
Who's willing to admit it.
Yeah. I will say this.
You fit like, that giant thing in your carry-on?
Yeah.
There are things. There's a Brady Bunch episode about this, but I still believe it. They took a tiki from someplace in Hawaii. You do not bring anything from those islands back to the mainland. You
That's
don't
like oh. what Moana's about, isn't it?
You don't. I don't yeah. know. I've never finished it.
It's the Heart of Te Fiki.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
Fiti?
Te Fiti? I don't know.
Brain trust is what we have here.
It's a great
this
movie
is what happens. She stole Stonehenge and she doesn't know English anymore.
Yeah. Like, I just got one name wrong, potentially.
Here's the thing. Like, when I used to go on vacations, I would carry around the little, it's like what, you know, we'd carry around a little vial of cocaine, you know, tiny little test tube thing.
Luckily, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. But like, so other people would have it. They'd be like, get a little, whatever. I bought a whole bunch of those at Hobby Lobby. And like, first time I went to Cancun, whoot. Some of the white sugar sand.
Oh,
yeah, they have the little.
They're so just you little
like,
jars.
Yeah, little, but like a little test tube with a lid on it.
I don't know why you went all crazy with it.
Well, they, definitely cocaine was what they used to be.
Should I do that at my honeymoon? Is take a little bit of the honeymoon
sand? As long as it's not Hawaii, because
it's not.
You, like if you supposedly bad juju falls on you, if you bring anything back, because I always, me and the kids would go on the beach, grab, you know, shells and stuff.
Right.
We did it in Hawaii. And then on the last day, I'm like, back outside. Throw them all back. Yeah. Nothing comes home. Because, dude, what's his name? The Rock or whatever will show up at your house.
Maui.
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
Okay. What can I say except you're welcome.
Yeah. Big Moana family.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to go through some other stories here, but we'd love to hear if you're a shameless steal. By the way, you don't have to give your real name or use your real voice.
Right. Sure.
If you've got a...
Hey, can I get voice disguise?
A little late.
Too late.
Stolen souvenirs, we want your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I also have no problem admitting this one because I had a terrible time in Paris. I stole a mini Eiffel Tower.
From like a souvenir shop?
It was on a restaurant table.
And you feel okay with that?
Yes, I do.
I don't feel okay with that.
I don't either.
Stealing makes my tummy hurt.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Have you ever stolen from a restaurant?
Like what?
Well, like growing up, we always had Parmesan cheese and crushed red pepper for our pizza or whatever. And I just assumed like when you get a new apartment, it would have it and it didn't have it. And I'm like, oh, I guess I go to a pizza restaurant. I'm like, oink, oink. Like I stole that. All my first Moscow Mule cups were from restaurants.
Oh my gosh. My,
like you just you go drink one. And you're like, be with somebody
that's
with a
not
purse.
Yours now. My soon to be mother in law. We recently went on a vacation together, and where we were staying had these lovely glass straws.
Oh wow!
And I to this day don't know if she actually took them, but I was talking about how much I loved them, like a Diet Coke out of a glass straw. Yeah. Is just incredible. And so she and my soon-to-be father-in-law, I know, were joking like, or kept saying like, well, we've pocketed a few. We're going to bring them back. And I said, how about just for Christmas? Why don't you guys just give
me
some for Christmas?
No.
So if I get some for Christmas and they're not packaged, I will know that they were stolen.
Budapest.
That makes them cooler, I think.
No.
No, it gives me tummy
no,
aches.
You didn't steal them though, so it's fine.
It's still the stealing is still the juju's still on them.
Yeah. I don't like stolen stuff.
Would you want a piece of like the Berlin Wall or would you want?
Oh my gosh, you guys, I also stole a postcard from Harry Potter World in London.
You just took it from the gift shop?
The line was so long, it was only like 75 cents.
I think we need to send her in.
I gave it to my sister.
Interpol. She's stolen from several different countries.
That's like three.
That's, dude, if you-
Stonehenge is in it.
Helicopters.
That's two.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I thought of one.
Okay.
When my family and I took the
obligatory.
Thank you. The obligatory trip to the Field of Dreams in Iowa, which my parents were in that movie. They starred in it.
Right.
We went and they had where you got to run the bases and play catch. So me and my dad are playing catch. It's the greatest. And we had a little sandwich bag, a little sand, a little grass. What's the harm in that? The Field of Dreams. And we took
it
home
with
us. I know,
but everybody, this is the reason. If everybody takes a little sand and grass, then there's nothing left.
They were distracted. Aaron was just looting the gift shops. We were fine.
All right. Well, if you've stolen a souvenir, we'd love to hear what it was. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well, it appears there's a whole bunch of unscrupulous.
What does that word mean?
Add that to the list.
You don't know what unscrupulous means?
No.
You're a reader. You've never heard that word.
Okay. Couldn't be bothered.
Nefarious, you know that word?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, these are nefarious people. These are people who've stolen a souvenir. By the way, we've also discovered the brain trust of this room. No one in this room can spell souvenir unaided.
I want people to text in right now.
Yeah, don't
spell
even.
Souvenir autocorrect. It's going to work.
Oh. Dang it. Yeah, you're not going to be. It's harder than you think.
Yeah.
Randy has stolen something and he's also been VD'd. Randy?
Yeah.
You're definitely disguised. Right, what's your souvenir?
So my buddy still doesn't know this, but we were able to get the room up at the Stanley Hotel, the number 217. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, is that one of the haunted rooms?
Yeah, it's the famous room, you know, filmed in the movies and whatnot. And I stole the actual, the light out of there, and I didn't tell my buddy, and he wondered why he got charged, and I never told him, but I have it still. But it was super creepy. It was a weird night. We had we were wandering the halls. We heard a bunch of stuff, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it.
What did you take?
A light.
A light. Okay, from the room.
Yeah, but I mean, just like I said, they're gonna charge somebody, and it's his friend that's on the hook for how much was it?
$450.
What?
Dude, you are a bad friend.
You owe him that money.
Yeah, you do. That's.
I didn't tell him and he still doesn't know.
Okay. All right. Well, unless a bunch of
you
other
are getting
people.
A kick out of this.
Yeah, no, you're horrible. Thank you, Randy. Antonio.
Guy.
Souvenir stealer. What'd you steal?
Well, I have stolen quite a number of things from my travels. Definitely from sporting events. When I'm selling merchandise, I've only taken a few garments. But I've taken the black sand and one of those shells that you hear from the ocean from Hawaii, actually.
Dude, you're going to die.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, let's not jump there.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. and then I also did take the robe and the slippers from the Bellagio.
Robe's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Did they charge you?
Yeah, they charged you, right?
You're gonna be cozy.
They actually didn't charge me, no. So what happened was I went and talked to when they were doing housekeeping and cleaning the rooms. I told them, well, I don't have a robe in my room. And actually I did. So I took the one that wasn't in my room and just put it in my suitcase with the slippers. And that's how I got them.
You nasty.
That's pretty.
I'm
smart.
Gonna try it next time, Aaron. Of course you are.
When they're doing another room, you just walk in and go, I was just gonna grab a robe for the pool, and then you grab it. But it takes a lot of guts because you're walking into somebody else's room. I've done it. Sorry, it doesn't make me a good person.
No.
Holly.
Hi.
Hi. Souvenir stealer. What'd you steal?
It wasn't me. It was my grandfather in the 50s.
Okay.
They took a road trip to California to the national, it's the Petrified Forest.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
And so it got handed to my mother and now it's in my front yard. It's about 2 feet tall. And I want to say, I don't know, the circumference is pretty big.
A piece of petrified wood.
I was going to say, and what is it?
It's in the Petrified Wood Forest. I would have to assume that's what
it
is.
Yes, it's petrified wood. Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I like
this. This is reminding me, and I've told this story before, my family stole a tree from a national forest.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They had shovels and they dug it up. It was like a pine tree, and it lived like my entire childhood growing up. It lived in my parents' backyard, but it never grew over 2 feet tall.
It stayed
a dwarf tree. It was like, oh yeah, watch this. I'm just going to grow down.
Oh, no. It's kind of the opposite of the George Washington story.
Yeah.
With the cherry tree?
The cherry tree. He was honest.
Oh, and we were not.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a federal crime I just admitted, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
And it was my parents. It was not me. And my dad is dead. So, DJ.
Yeah.
All right. So, I have a problem. When I go to bars or clubs, I get really drunk and I always steal the bartender's bottle openers.
Oh, they hate you.
Are they? Is that even? You got too many now.
Yeah, what are you doing it for?
You gotta go take them back.
Okay. Taryn?
Yay.
Souvenir stealer.
I have a couple.
What'd you steal?
I do a couple. So my flight to Japan, to Thailand last summer. You know how, like, the first class always get those, like, little, like, kits, and then they get the nice blankets that are all wrapped up? But I don't think you're supposed to take those nicer blankets. I think you're allowed to take the kits.
Yeah, you take the kit,
like,
not the blanket.
I was walking by, and I saw, like, no one ever, like, opened theirs, and I just shoved it under my arm and walked. That's not bad.
Yeah.
You're all right.
But airlines call us.
In Thailand, we went to this circus place. It's like the craziest thing. You'll have to look it up. It's in, I want to say it was in Chiang Mai. It was in Phuket. And in Phuket, it had, it's called like the circus thing. And you pay like $30 or $40. And it's just like the craziest thing on the planet. But at the dinner thing, I stole the drink after I drank out of it. It's like an etched glass, like a bird of paradise. So I came home all the way from Thailand with that.
With a glass?
Yeah, but it's like the birds of paradise, so it was probably like it just had formed glass.
End of it like open, but it like was our like expensive little drink, and I wanted to like bring it back with me.
That's fine.
You're a bit of a klepto. Jennifer.
Yeah.
Souvenir stealer? What'd you steal?
Okay, so I had a friend do it for me. She went to Hawaii, and she was on the beach with the black sand, and I was teaching science at the time, so I asked her to bring some back, and she said she couldn't because it's bad luck, and I said, and they watched them, right? And I said, just kick it into your shoe. So she did, and when she got into the parking lot, she had an accident. She got the sand home to me, but as soon as I got it here, I put it in a glass jar so my students could see the difference between sand from a California beach, Connecticut beach, and Hawaiian beach. And the cat knocked it onto the tile floor in the kitchen. So I didn't have the sand after all that.
Did you say she had an accident?
I don't know if she pooped herself or got in a car accident. Let's just move on.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It is time. News.
Real hope is to decide this is news or nope.
I'm doubling down on my protests. Okay. Y'all aren't using your nopes. It's starting to really irritate.
We're on day two.
Yeah. Also, like, sometimes some people want to hear the news.
Sometimes the people in this room want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doubt it.
You had something, Aaron.
I do, but okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. Do what you want. You want to do it? Whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Do I have an update on, remember the one guy who broke onto the green carpet, red carpet, and like kind of attacked Ariana Grande at the Wicked premiere?
Oh, yeah.
This dude, how he's not in prison like just forever is insane, because he's gone on stage to do the same thing to Katy Perry, The Weeknd, the Chainsmokers, and he just served like 9 days in prison.
It's very, I've seen the video of him with Katy Perry. She handled it
very well.
She was like, okay.
And like stood away from him. And
yeah.
How are there not just restraining orders against him by every known?
And how is security letting
him this close to events? So
it is
what
insane.
Did he do this time?
So he hopped the fence and like went after Ariana Grande. What he does is he just like takes a selfie.
Yeah, he's not actually hurting them.
Yeah, that's not his intention.
Who cares?
That is psychological, just like insane.
Yeah, we need to stop this man.
The videos are really odd.
Yeah.
I think I've seen the Weeknd one too, and you're like, what are we doing?
Seriously, he's done this many people.
So does he have like a following? Because he's like
so,
done it,
yeah.
And now it's like a stunty almost.
This is what's wrong with social media right here.
Yeah.
It's just one of many things. You know, I'm glad I didn't know that. It was so much better.
Good evening. I feel like I might get noped on this. The five songs that Taylor Swift submitted to be eligible for the Songwriters Hall of Fame this year have been released, and they're very interesting. So she had to submit five songs.
Oh!
I guess you'll never know.
I do have a question, though. I didn't know that artists submit their own songs. I thought it was just the Academy or whatever.
They pick five, but you'll never know what they are.
This has been noped. We are in breach of contract.
I feel really sad.
I feel really torn because I'm being pulled in multiple directions. It's like the angel Erica's on one shoulder, Slacker's on the other.
I know. Yeah, that was like...
And you'll never know what the five songs were.
Unless he wants to just Google it.
Which I don't. Good evening.
Here's the tragic thing.
Okay, I'm going to get noped.
Good evening. But like this is now going so short, everybody's going to probably get a second round.
Ooh.
But you know,
so
you can't bring back a story that's been noped.
But I can't wait to see what yours is going to be about.
Is that established rule?
Oh, yeah, my God.
Has been.
Okay. I said good evening already.
You did, and I feel terrible because I don't think you're going to get very far.
He's going to choose something bad.
The Osbournes are in the news.
Nope. Who cares?
They're not even. I just made it up.
Oh, yeah.
No, they
are.
Let's go, T-Yak. Waiter, just burn her. All right. Well,
I don't know what we're doing.
Does everybody need a little more time?
No, I have plenty of stories ahead in front of me.
Different story? Because I have musical interludes we could play.
No.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
I'm ready.
Good evening. C is for
cookie. It hasn't started yet.
Well, you were playing the Cookie Monster. Okay. I had to cut him off.
Now it started.
This just in, artificial Christmas trees are the rage, and I ask, when did that change? Artificial Christmas trees are the way to go.
I think there was a generation, I don't know who it is. Is it you, Hack? Is it the millennials? Some generation hates them.
We're all millennials.
No, she's not. She's a Z.
Okay.
Yeah. Hate the artificial trees?
Yes.
I've only had artificial my entire life.
It's really?
It's me. I want to cut down a tree. Oh my gosh.
What the hell is going on? You guys? Okay. We don't often just cut a break off in the middle, but I think maybe we should. Do we need a break? Do we want to play a song and come back to this? Nobody is right in the head.
Vibes are not high right now.
They are not great. Okay. Did you, on the plus side though, if you just made that up, it's kind of badass.
It's like I was fist bumping already. So
it was like, it's me. I want to cut down a tree. It's me. I want to cut down a tree. Who's with me? It's going to come out. That song is coming out.
Thank you.
And I believe it's one of the songs that Taylor submitted.
Oh.
But we'll never know. We'll never get to find out. Thanks, Hack. Okay, you actually do want to go out and...
Yeah, we only have a really tiny artificial tree right now, but growing up, like, we cut
down... You're the
down
tree
cut. And you actually cut them down. You didn't just go buy a...
No, we went and cut them down, and then we'd tie them to the roof, and oftentimes my dad didn't tie them right, and it was a journey.
I like the cutting down better than the tree lots. I don't want... Like, look, tree lots, you guys, you're great. You usually sell the green chilies and illegal fireworks and everything else. I just don't like the trees because I think you spray paint them or whatever and they just fall apart. I think they've been dead longer than they say, and then they just kind of try to make them artificially green and you take them in and it's basically a fire hazard. But anyway.
Cool.
Yay, great news. Fake trees are back in.
Ooh, we have more time?
Yeah, I mean, I said this. There was two nopes.
Okay.
So
good evening.
Good evening.
If you're an Ariana Grande fan, sorry. She says this quick little Eternal Sunshine tour that she's about to do will be the last hurrah. She does not expect to tour for a very long time, if ever.
Is there something... Look, I know we don't like talking about weight or fat shaming, skinny shaming, any of this stuff. Is there something wrong with her? Because she seems...
That's...
porcelain at this point.
Yeah, and breakable. I remember seeing like last year or 2 years ago, people thinking and like saying out loud, the latest fitness trend has been like getting fit, bulking, whatever. The next trend is going to be so skinny. And I think we're seeing that with every celebrity.
Like, every celebrity is so tiny right now. Have you seen Mindy Kaling? Like
Mindy Kaling skinny?
Oh my God, Google her. It's been a few years that she has been, but yeah.
What?
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think she literally has energy to tour.
No, she's just on the red carpet. She's just barely dragging herself in front of that weird guy.
So she's obviously Wicked is like out or out this week, whatever. But then, it's like some of my friends saw it last night and I was like, is Monday?
It's out then.
But then it's out this weekend. Okay. But there was like, okay, whatever. But she also just filmed, I probably can't say the name of the movie.
Because it's...
It's like Meet the Parents, the fourth movie, and it's...
Oh.
The
Fockers?
Oh, she's in that?
Yeah, she...
You can say Fockers.
Called, like...
Can we?
Meet the... Not Meet the Fockers.
Little,
I think
it's... Is it Little?
Not no, Little. That was that the next one, then it's the fourth one. So she just filmed that as well. So I think she's just focusing on her movie career.
All right, remember about 5 minutes ago when I was like, we should take a little break and come back to this?
We should
have. Let's do that now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
First things first, Erica, I want to assure you, and you're welcome to get up and go grab HR Wanda if you want, but this is, I just said two words and she's like, have you taken a dark shower? And she's like, can we, what?
It's not about the nudity of the shower. I'm truly worried that I'm going to get hurt in a dark shower.
Well.
Can't see.
But don't you know where everything is?
No.
You don't know not where your hair is?
Oh, yeah. I know where that is.
Just do...
What about all... How am I getting the shower?
Are you kidding me? How long have you lived in your house?
7 months.
You're telling me that if you were blind right now, you couldn't find the shampoo?
And what about the razor? I don't think you should
do that. I don't know that you do that in the dark shower. Like, it's supposed to be a really good cathartic... Like, get you ready for bed thing.
Oh, I don't shower at night.
I'm starting to think maybe I should.
Night and morning?
Yeah.
Your skin's going to be so dry.
Oh, it's not going to be that bad.
Yeah, it is.
No, if you don't put a bunch of products, just water on your skin.
Yeah, it dries it right out. Especially if it's warm water.
That's so stupid. Water on your skin does not dry your skin out. Oh, my God. Do not go to ChatGPT. Do you think water on your skin dries your skin out?
No.
Thank you.
No, I think you're fine.
Does putting water on your... Yes, water on your skin can dry it out, especially with prolonged exposure.
Can.
Well, your skin needs water to stay hydrated. Hot showers. Hot showers can strip the natural oils away. Hot showers can strip the natural oils away.
I'm just asking the room, has anybody done a dark shower? Yes or no? Obviously, Erica's a no because she's afraid she can't find the shampoo or she'll cut herself.
Yeah, but like with one candle on?
Yeah.
Feels like a fire hazard?
Good thing the shower's on.
She makes an interesting rebuttal.
Erica, to live inside your head, is it, your default position is, this could kill me.
Yeah.
That's...
Google it. Is water good for showers? Good for fire?
Is water good for fire?
What the hell? I'm just asking, like, could you suspend your disbelief, realize you're not going to break a limb...
Yeah. Am I not?
Are you fun at all? Like, I wondered, can we... Okay. I don't normally ask things like this. Could we get Dane on the show?
Yeah. He would come in anytime.
Okay. But could we do it on a day when you're not here? Can we just have him?
Well, could I stand outside and watch you guys?
Guys, while she's on her bachelorette.
Oh my gosh, that's such a cute idea. He'd be so honored. I also, show meeting really quick. I think that right before the wedding, we should do the newlyweds game and bring him in.
Yeah.
Oh, to see
cute.
If you're compatible?
Yeah, and if we're not, call it off.
Oh, I love this. Let's do it right now. Because there are plenty of listeners who are tired of hearing about your wedding plan.
Right. Which is funny, because I really haven't mentioned that much about it, but... Anyway,
I'm just kidding.
Dark showers.
No, but dark showers.
Yeah, I've taken a dark shower, but I've never done it at night. I've only done it in the morning, I think.
It was in there sunlight.
Kinda. It's just because our bathroom, there's no door to it. So if my wife is still sleeping and I have to get up early, then I just have to get in the shower and I don't turn the lights on because I don't want to wake her up. I mean, I know the shower makes noise, but I'm trying as hard as I can to not
we
wake
have
her
no
up.
No windows so to our bathroom. So.
You have no windows?
No, it's like
a prison bathroom.
It's like. So I get it. I get what you're saying.
Okay. So are you a fan? Did it feel?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I am a fan. Yeah. I only broke one of my legs.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
T-Hack has decided.
Yeah, my
this
favorite.
This is the hoop that you have to jump through. It's mundane celebrity encounter.
Yeah, mundane. Focus on the mundane.
Now listen, if you've slept with Sammy Hagar.
We don't want it.
Even if it was mundane relations.
Who is that?
Sammy Hagar, please leave.
The Red Rocker.
The Red Rocker, he was second singer of Van Halen.
Oh. Come on, you're looking at me.
Cabo Wabo Tequila.
Well, now you're talking my language.
And then now he owns a... another alcohol gin or maybe something else. Anyway, it needs to be so mundane. I believe the last time we talked about this, Erica was on jury duty and Jason Priestley was there. Did you even speak?
It was like, no. His name got called and I went, that Jason Priestley? And then he walked by me and I went, that Jason Priestley? And then we left at the same time. We were excused at the same time.
I hate this topic that we do on the show. I hate it because anytime it gets pitched, it doesn't seem like it's going to go anywhere, but somehow it still makes me laugh. Like yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus looking at Aaron going, where's the trash? And she's like,
over there. It's amazing. It's the best thing in the world.
Great. You have a moment with Achy Breaky Heart and it's like, right there.
And what are you going to do?
Yeah. So, put your achy breaky heart in there, Mr. Cyrus.
I don't know. Like, I've had moments with celebrities where I kind of fangirl, but it's almost better that you just went.
Exactly, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Everyone has a story where, and then I asked for an autograph and we got a picture. You're like, no, right. I want just cool,
yeah.
Mundane, normal.
Okay, do you have another one?
I just thought of another one.
Okay.
I don't know. Actually, this is up to you guys if this is mundane enough.
Okay.
I was working an event for a former radio station.
Okay.
Taylor Swift was performing. So to work, I wore a Taylor Swift t-shirt because I was like, we passed each other in the hallway. She looked at my shirt. As I'm passing her, she said, I like your shirt. And all I could say was, thanks. And I kept walking. Like, that is my icon.
That's your, I'm going to say, that's pretty mundane.
Yeah. Man,
you played it pretty cool.
I couldn't stop. I couldn't be like, anyway, what's up?
Yeah. No, you did. That's mundane as hell.
Yeah.
Especially considering, because you'd be grabbing her ankles and she'd be dragging you along the hallway. Like,
I remember I was with like one of my best friends and she goes, you okay? And I said, I want to puke. After.
For real. Wow.
Taylor was like, out of earshot. But yes. Yes.
It means.
And I was wearing old school. Like I was wearing a like first era t-shirt.
Okay. Congratulations. You're right. Making it less mundane. Because you're starting to freak me out about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember. I know I saw somebody in like the Omaha airport.
Okay.
And like.
Oh yeah. I saw Dr. Drew at the Chattanooga airport.
And what'd you do? Just.
Nothing. The airport was only four gates. I mean,
no, that's like, exactly Omaha. So there's like seven gates,
yeah.
And there's like one little thing where you like, and there's not even a person checking you out. That's the new thing. Like you bloop your own airport sundries, so you get your own pretzels or whatever.
Oh,
and it's
like,
yeah.
And you're like, look, instead of like back to back, you're like front, like you're looking at a guy also blooping their stuff. And I think it was Steve Buscemi.
No,
who that is.
How is he in Omaha?
I don't know if he's from Omaha, but he's just like, he's got the hat and it's like, boop. And I have my checks mixed. It's like, boop. And he's like, boop. And we just like make eye contact for a second. He's like, just did the guy head.
Yeah.
Like, he's like.
And that's it.
Wow. I didn't even know what he was getting. I think he was getting nibs. You know
I don't
what
even
I mean?
Know what
he
those
just
are.
Had the little mundane. Licorice.
Yeah.
I was getting checks mix and he was like,
is he still alive?
And I just wanted to hold my face and go, you shot me in the face.
Sorry, but then it's not mundane. Now he's like, oh, another fan. Instead, he's like, that was a cool guy.
If you have an encounter with a celebrity that was as dumb as these are, we call them mundane celebrity encounters. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
One time, I was DJing, was doing a DJ gig, and you guys, do you remember the show Workaholics? You know those three guys?
Yeah.
So, or Adam Devine, he was in, the one who was in Pitch Perfect and all that.
Okay.
So I'm DJing the party, and Adam Devine was there.
Did you even make eye contact with him? No, he didn't even know you were DJing.
Mm, no, I played it cool. He had like a section, he had a section kind of roped off.
I can't.
Well, he was there.
I know.
Same thing. Aaron Gordon, downtown. I'm DJing Brothers. Aaron Gordon walks in.
Who just surpassed some huge amount of points or something.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a nugget player.
Perhaps my favorite Nugget.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, just so ripped.
And what just beautiful.
What you a think he's stunning hot? Specimen of a man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's my awesome. God, Erica, take it back. He is stunning.
You don't?
I don't.
Oh, my God. Wow. What is wrong? Did you spell Aaron wrong? What is wrong with you? Put your glasses on. What?
I don't know where they are.
You're getting this wrong, but I can't wait to hear the nothing burger that he has about it.
I was DJing and Aaron Gordon was there.
Dude, I want him to be a little more.
He gave me a point. I would kind of point at each other. Now it's not mundane anymore.
That's still mundane. If he never, being in a room.
Well, I've got one.
Okay.
Jenna Ortega. Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was at Orange Theory Fitness in Burbank, California, back when I lived over there. I'm fighting for my life on the treadmill. And I look over. There's like a mirror in front of you. Huh. I can see in the mirror. Jenna Ortega, three treadmills down. And that was it. She was there.
You guys, just have them in the same room. I just feel like I could do 1,000 then.
Like, well, she didn't look like she was fighting for her life.
But like, Frank, who used to own the tavern and Market 41 and a bunch of bars around here, all the taverns, mm-hmm. like the one in whatever. There was one in DTC. There was one in Littleton.
Mm-hmm.
He bought John Elway's yacht at some point.
Oh.
Some $80 million yacht. It was like ridiculous. So him and John became friends. So I'd be up in the DJ booth with DJ Denko. Is that a mundane celebrity encounter? And then Frank and John would walk by on their way to Frank's office.
Pretty cool.
I don't know.
That's being in the room with John Elway.
Yeah.
I feel like you got like the real encounter is a head nod.
These guys were listening to T-Hack DJ.
Yeah.
I was working out with Jenna Ortega. You were just.
But I was in the DJ booth and I'm doing the stuff in between. Like Denko's spinning and I'm like, hey, everybody, soccer, I'm hanging out. We got bare naked ladies tickets coming
John
up at midnight.
John Elway wishing the man speaking would stop speaking, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
He didn't point. He gave you a different kind of point, a different finger.
So mine's not as good as yours is what you're saying.
It's perhaps more mundane.
Okay.
Congrats.
Actually better.
I can't wait for these calls.
I can't wait till somebody calls in and says, I've had nibs. With Steve Buscemi in the Omaha airport. All right. If you've had an encounter with a celebrity that was so dumb, it is mundane. We'd love to hear about it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The one thing I will say is this is the happiest day. Like, his children being born is not as important to T-Hack as the day that we do mundane celebrity encounters.
Yeah, maybe if there was a celebrity at the hospital that I could ask where the trash can is or something.
Which maybe there was because you guys had your kids at the really nice one, right?
Oh, did you go to Sky Ridge?
Oh.
Like, what are you talking about?
Aaron's making up lies.
Hey, where'd you get that granola bar?
Yeah, they don't even let me in the parking lot of that place.
Tiffany?
Yay.
Mundane celebrity encounter. What do you have?
Okay, I actually have two.
Okay.
Can I share both? Because I want you guys to judge which one's the best.
Okay.
So when I was about 10, my uncle worked for the studios, like Universal or Disney or something. He had a trick-or-treat thing. We all went. I was 10, so we went to each table, got a trick-or-treat goodie bag from each person. One of the table hosts was Whoopi Goldberg. Oh. Put something in my basket. I walked away. That was it.
That's incredible.
That was freaking Whoopi Goldberg.
But was there the exchange of trick or treat. Here's the bag.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. That's still mundane as hell.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's still pretty mundane. Okay.
Okay. Hold on. The second one might be better.
Okay.
Especially since the Broncos are on this winning streak right now.
Okay.
So the other day I happened to go to King Soopers. And I walk in and I'm like, oh, they're giving out free stuff. And so I go to the donut table first because I was like, it's 9 o'clock. I want a donut.
Priorities.
Go to the donut table. Then I go to the next table next by and I'm like, I don't understand why these people are waiting in line. I'm just going to wait in line. And so I go up and this guy's handing out mustard bottles. And I'm like, okay, I'll take a mustard bottle. Hold on, hold on. It gets better. And he's like, wait, don't you want me to sign it? And I was like, I don't know.
That was Eddie Mack.
Took a mustard bottle and said,
"Oh, good."
Do you know who that was?
No, but is it the guy who has the mustard commercial?
Yeah, but you know, okay, you know his kid.
McCaffrey.
That's Christian McCaffrey's dad, Ed McCaffrey.
Yeah.
What? Is he a former Bronco?
Yes, he's a standout. Ed McCaffrey, by the way, his mustard is banging.
I had no idea he even had mustard.
Oh my God, his mustard's so good.
Wait, okay, so did you have him sign it?
No.
I didn't even know who this guy was. So okay. I was like,
yep.
Okay, I'm going to walk away. So
Tiffany,
I walk away and start Googling, and I was like, that's Ed McCaffrey. What the heck? What am I doing? I went back and I was like, actually, can you sign the mustard bottle?
Oh, you ruined it. Like, you ruined it.
No.
You had it. You should have just walked away.
I think Whoopi Goldberg wins.
Oh, my God. Ed McCaffrey was in town. Patrick?
Yai.
Mundane celebrity encounter.
So I'm over at the Centennial Airport doing some maintenance checks on a citation. Okay. And they're having me wait in one of their private rounds or one of the private lounges for some paperwork to go through. And there's a guy in there. He looked really familiar. I couldn't figure out who he was. He was reading a magazine. And I had a piece of paper in my pocket that I crumpled up and I threw it across the room to hit the trash can that was next to him. And I missed. And he bends over, he picks it up and throws it away for me. And I said, oh, thanks. He goes, yeah, no problem. And then I get called out and he gets called up to go on his plane. He's on a G5. And a guy said, what did he say to you? I'm like, what? He goes, Brad Pitt. I'm like, that's Brad Pitt? He goes, yeah, Brad Pitt.
Sorry, you were just like, chucking trash towards Brad Pitt?
And he had to pick up your scraps?
That's a crazy thing to do to anyone.
Yeah, he picked it up and threw it away and gave me a little smile. And yeah, I know. Said, no problem.
Oh, my God.
But why are you throwing trash across unless you're alone?
No, because it's just, it's just what you do. Hey, Patrick, thank you. You have truly saved TX's job. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's exactly what mundane,
I should have thrown a Billy Ray Cyrus's trash.
Yes, I'll go for you. Yeah. Just give it to me. Nicole?
Yay.
Mundane celebrity encounter.
Okay. So about 20 years ago, I was in an airport in Los Angeles, and I was pregnant, and I walked in and saw Patricia Arquette in the bathroom. She was popular at the time. And she was changing her baby's diaper. And I looked at her for a minute. She goes, wait till you get to this part. And I went, ew, she's not nice. I just turned around and walked out.
I love her.
Ew.
Was it Patricia or Rosanna?
It was Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
She was on
I like Patricia
show.
Better than Rosanna.
Yeah. She was in Holes. She was a...
Yeah, oh, okay. Rosanna was never good, so
Patricia's
I like Patricia.
In the new Murdaugh.
Yeah.
Hulu.
Yeah.
Isn't, amazing.
Severance.
Isn't Patricia Severance also? Yeah.
Who's Rosanna?
Yeah, she's stinking up bathrooms.
Rosanna is, she was in a lot of Clint Eastwood movies, but she's also
related?
In Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, are they sisters?
Oh.
Sisters, I think, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Patricia's cuter. She was in the Quentin Tarantino thing with Elvis, Val Kilmer's Elvis.
Nowhere to Run.
True Romance.
Doesn't come up.
Amanda.
Yay.
Mundane celebrity encounter. What do you have?
So when I was 18, I worked as a teller for a bank. Okay. And Champ Bailey, the Bronco, came in and he was like, hey, you have my name in the middle of your name. And I was 18 and I thought he was hitting on me. And I stopped and thought to myself, you're kind of old. And then I looked down at my name tag and noticed it had my full last name on there. And he was just pointing out the fact. He was not hitting on me.
He was just pointing out that your name was his...
Wait, what was his name?
Champ Bailey. You got to pretend you know him if you're going to pretend to be a Coloradan at this point.
Champ. I was just trying to figure out how his name was in the middle of
it. Because is Bailey in your name?
No Champ is in the middle of my last name.
Oh, I was looking at Amy, so confused.
Yeah. That's so mundane. He
or
wasn't
Amanda.
Hitting.
I don't even know what
Thank you for the call. Oh, boy. Amy.
That's what I was looking at.
Guy.
Mundane celebrity encounter. What happened to you?
While I was a server at Shanahan's, I served Peyton Manning, and I didn't really even know that I was serving him because I didn't know football at the time.
So you're just like, you want potatoes?
You're like, you want another round?
Calm down, sir. Your entree's coming.
Yeah, practically. I treated him like a normal customer because I didn't know who he was. And I threw away the receipt and everyone yelled at me afterwards.
Oh my God, I love this.
Oh my God.
Then Brad Pitt actually put it in the
trash. Yes, he assisted. Lori?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Mundane celebrity encounter.
You're never going to believe it, but I had nibs with Steve Buscemi at the Omaha airport.
Stop.
That is,
you're
that
incredible.
Is killer. What did you actually have?
Yeah, but really, so back in the 90s, man, right, it's a while ago, I was working at a Pizza Hut up in the mountains. It's into my shift. I'm tired. I just want to go, but a couple walks in the door, and I didn't want to even deal with it, so I just looked at him as I was leaving, and I said, hey, they're going to be right with you. And the guy turned around, and it was Kiefer Sutherland and Julia Roberts.
Were they a couple?
I think so. They were a couple back in the 90s for a while, man.
After Flatliners.
Don't even know what that is. Yeah. Awesome.
They eat Pizza Hut?
Yeah. In the mountains?
Just like us. I love it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I feel like I've been coming to the show with a lot of, like, serious things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you've had your first cry,
right? And
so,
and now I'm just basking.
Yeah.
You realize that it's actually a safe space. That's only part of that.
Yeah. It's not always safe,
right?
But sometimes just the emotion just takes you over, and you can't help it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Is this not going to be?
I'm not going to cry.
Okay.
But it's a little like.
Oh no! I thought you were going to say this isn't going to be serious.
No. I mean, it like isn't, it isn't. And I feel like maybe T-Hack's the only one who can help me at this exact moment.
Oh, you are screwed. Yeah.
you might be able to. Okay. And no offense to Aaron. Actually, Aaron might be able to this year as well.
Okay.
I have a lot of guilt regarding, and fear regarding, splitting up the holidays between families.
Oh.
Hmm. It is so hard. Because I don't really want to give up my time with my family.
With your parents.
My parents, and your my sisters. Siblings, yes, yeah, the and nieces and nephews.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's all. That's the problem.
But if you give up, or if you don't give up, then you can't.
Then he is giving up 100% of time.
Right.
So for the entirety of your life, have you ever been in a relationship over the holidays?
Yeah, but never serious enough to be splitting. Like 1 year I flew to the worst boyfriend in the world. I flew to his hometown on Christmas Day. So after I did all my Christmas stuff, I flew there and spent Christmas night there. And we actually did that last year. We flew from my parents to Dayton's parents on Christmas Day.
So you're not great at the blending of families. I've
blended so much with all my steps and the married in and all that.
You're going to have to dilute your brand one more time.
I know, that feels so hard.
But you have to.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't, what? I get it. I'm, yeah.
It's so awful. And I don't even see my family that much because I live here and they live literally everywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait. Also, Dane does not know that I'm talking about this right now.
Oh, boy. Let's
get him on the line.
Can you text him and get him distracted by something else? This is bad.
What do you
mean? But I relate to it. I'm a like... If we're going to go, if I'm dating somebody and we're going to go, it's a like Netflix and chill night. And I don't mean that in the, like, we're just going to hang out. It's going to be my house. Like I am, it's got to be my house.
Interesting.
Because my house is dope. And like
you can control the snack.
And I know where everything is.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, if you have a desire, I have it. I do. I probably have it.
Yeah.
From food to boot. Like, mm-hmm. So it's just like, I'm kind of that way. So, but it reads, I believe, as control freak. And I think you're probably reading the same way to some people. Like, I want it my way. I want what I've always had. I want to be with my parents. I want to be with my siblings. It feels control freaky, but it's not. It's just,
it's actually comfort. It's more like if you miss a year with the nieces and nephews, that's big. When they're little like this, you miss a year and suddenly they're like 7 and taller than you. Not quite.
But
and then also on top of it, my parents are divorced. So I'm already
split
and trying to navigate. And then I'm like, oh, so there might just be a year when I see no one.
Because you're like deluded as hell. You're
trying to kind of build your own traditions after you get married.
That's where TIAC comes in.
Yeah. TIAC, tell me about that.
Because there is a point where I bet you're at where you're like, let it all burn.
No, a little bit. You reach the point where you're almost a new family. Like you're a subsection of this family, but you are now your new family. And especially when you have kids, it's their childhood. And is their childhood in airports every Christmas, or is their childhood coming down in there from their bed, from their, you know, and that is very hard to make that. But also you kind of just feel like it's the right decision because it's for your kids. Now you don't have kids yet, obviously. Right. So is there almost like a crutch? You're just like, well, the kids. You can just.
Yeah. Do your siblings have kids?
No. And that's.
When it changes, dude. You're going to have to go because they have to be with their cousins.
When you said about the missing time with nieces and nephews, I don't have that. I don't have any nieces or nephews. To miss. So it's.
Yeah. Being away from my sisters and my brother, but my sisters, I love my brother too, but you know, the girl thing. Being away from them is awful because we're like best friends. Being away from their kids is the worst thing in the world. Because I'm like, I just want to hang out with you and like pick you up from school and like.
Yeah, but can I ask you a weird question that's probably too involved? But like, sure. Do each of them, because like they have to be going through the same thing. So like one of your sisters has a husband and kids and he's probably like, hey, we always go to your family for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I have a family. We have a family here. Like
my siblings all have very unique partners, families.
So they don't have other places to go.
Sometimes they do, but for the most part, it's our family. So I'm like the outlier.
You're going to be the one that has to
go.
Erica nailed it for me when you said you're excited to see your brother, but really you want to see your sisters. I'm the brother.
Danny, I love you.
Oh, it's so sad.
I'm the brother.
Because they all just want to hang out, and you're just like,
yeah, my sisters are close, and yeah.
And they're all going home, and you're not.
Yeah, and they live nearby, too.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know.
If there's an answer.
Yeah.
But I will say this. You have to be open to.
And we're going before Christmas to mine this year, and then Dane's parents are coming here after Christmas.
Okay.
So we're kind of splitting it down the middle.
Okay.
But I really, like, for 1 year to just not go home at Christmas, I'm like, ooh.
There is a point where I will tell you what eventually I'm like, everybody's like, we want to see your kids. I'm like, do you know what's so weird about the airport I fly out of? Flights fly in there, too.
I know.
You are 100% welcome to see them whenever you want.
But the youngest sibling thing, they expect you to come to them.
100%.
Totally.
All right. So is Erica a B? 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I found this story that parents are having to pay $8,000 for a camp to detox their kids off of cell phone use.
What?
Of screen time.
$8,000? Why? What are they doing? Giving them lobster?
Because I think you're just in there because they're teaching your kids to redirect their habits, probably. It's like a real rehab. Like, you don't just go... You do. I mean, I'm being facetious about all this. But like, if they're truly addicted to the dopamine hit, you gotta wean them off of it. You don't just go, no more heroin. You go, there's a program, right?
So are the parents going to camp too?
I don't think
so. The parents are part of the problem.
They're the enablers.
Yes. Which leads me to an uncomfortable question in the room. Hack?
Yes.
You've seen the way I've parented my children.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, well, I mean, I think my kids.
Let's just leave it.
Yeah. You're right.
Let's not get into the details of how we feel about it.
I think we can all admit that despite my best efforts, my kids are awesome.
They are great. You got great kids.
Yeah. I have screwed a lot up, but they've somehow persevered and they're great kids. I don't know if you know or remember when I gave my kids phones. Or how much I tether or untether them. I'm looking at you. You held out on the iPad thing longer than anybody I've ever seen.
Thank you. I still have. They don't have.
They get access to it sometimes.
We have brought it out on flights because we do have an iPad. I don't know where it is. I genuinely don't know. Like it was a free one when we signed up. Her parents sent whatever.
Yeah, for something.
So
yeah.
Like on a flight, we've loaded some TV episodes onto the iPad and done it there. Leo. But it never works. The iPad is so old at this point, it never works. So we don't actually use it. But we have, in all fairness, like we've brought it and been prepared, but it didn't work.
Full disclosure, my kids each had an iPad for every dinner we went out to. I'm a piece of hell.
No, you were a full-blown iPad parent?
Yes, because just wanted the peace. It's such the wrong way to parent.
Every such dinner?
Like most big dinners where we wanted to like have some time, make eye contact with the one you love. Here's an iPad. Shut up.
No. They're a part of the experience. You're teaching them how to behave at a restaurant, how to interact with other people at the table.
Here. Rewind where I said that my kids are great despite my best efforts.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't do that right. I get it. But like, they're sitting there and they're like, I'm bored. And they're shifting in their seat and they're kicking the booth. And
you just go,
here's my phone. Here.
But isn't that parenthood?
Yeah. Right.
Also, I shouldn't be speaking because I'm not a parent, but like...
But during the time that I was being a parent, it's like saying, well, I'm just always going to write letters to my friends instead of FaceTiming them. Like, there's new technology. Like, we used to have a piece of paper with crayon at Chili's to draw on. It's like, hey, you don't need that. Here's my phone. Play Donkey Kong. Ugh. Like,
let them color.
They get bored with the coloring real fast. It's not as fun.
Not if you do it with them. That's what... You do.
Enough on there to color.
I will give you some credit, though, because I believe iPads were a newer thing when your kids were younger.
True.
So I'll give you
a built-in digital babysitter everywhere you went. Shut up. Bonk. Here. Shut up. I'm saying that facetiously. I know. It's a bad way to parent, but that's what I did. But you've resisted it. Mm-hmm. But there is going to be a point where your children need to be in contact with other people.
Yeah, I struggle a lot with this because I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know when I want to get my kids' phones. I would like to say high school. Because what do you really...
That is insane.
That's such a good parent, though.
That is insane.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Erica. Not you.
Yeah, why are you looking at me like that?
Did you go to middle school?
Yeah, I got sixth grade.
You kicked. Right. Was middle school fun for you? Was middle school fun for girls or boys? Like, it sucks. It's the most comparative.
Not that bad.
You're compared to everybody and everything at all times. I don't like that I'm having to say this out loud. But when I was in middle school, my parents, I had tracks, TRAXX, tracks, shoes.
Okay.
It's a Kmart brand. Oh. I had tough skin jeans, not Levi's, not Nikes. That's what I went through. The Nikes of my generation is an iPhone today. Your kid goes 6, 7, 8 middle school without a phone. They are behind in social structure.
Mm. what is the social structure? All their friends at summer are going to this $8,000 detox camp, and my kid maybe will go to basketball camp or something. And is it, my kid has Jordan, so
is it the
okay, I don't
kids
like that.
Can't text and go, some of us are going to XYZ, you want to come?
Yes.
Is that the problem?
Yes.
That
and you then, like, I held out with Mia on socials until like last year.
That's pretty
and
good.
And it was horrifying.
Oh.
Like, her friends were on Snap when they were...
That scares the crap out of
me. I agree. But like, at a certain point, I had to look at her and go, I can't really make a case anymore because you're literally ostracized.
Right.
She was. They're all like, oh, we all, didn't you get it on Snap? She's like, I don't have that.
I don't have it.
Yeah, you're like, all these kids are bullying each other and you're like left out.
Oh my, that's so not true. What about...
That is true. That's what social media is in junior high.
Are you cool with your kids being potentially eighth graders? They're going out with their friends. They walk places. They go to the movies, whatever it is. And you have no idea where they are? You have no tracking?
Yeah, I think... Because when you said they're messaging each other, hey, we're going to meet here, we're going to meet here. Yeah. Sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, you need me to take you there. So you need to come to me and ask me for a ride or figure out a ride from someone else's parent. You can't drive yourself. So the parents are still involved, so you can text me.
You want your kids' right? friends dude, texting you?
Dude.
Why
you're
not?
Insane.
Why not? Why would they, need to, then your they kid, need to figure it out and then they come in and like, I need you to take me here. I can't take you there.
This like, kid is not going to, he's like, hey, Leo, you want to come to the thing? Text my daddy. He's going to be like, okay, then no.
I'm trying to remember how I did things in middle school. I remember I had a flip phone, but no texting. I think I called my friend's parents, their home phone.
Yeah, that's what,
and
exactly.
Just asked.
But home phones don't exist
that's
anymore.
That's the thing.
So that's my...
Even- We're past that.
So I think I would just call.
They're not gonna.
The parent.
Because like, if everyone has a phone except your kid and you're going... The rules at my house are you reach out to me, the kids are going to be like, yeah, too many hoops. No, thanks. Leah's not involved. Bye.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
I'm sorry, yeah. But that's literally what's going
to
happen.
They sound like salt of the earth kids that I no, want to be involved with.
But you know... Like,
that sounds terrible.
I know
like
it sounds...
A bunch of jerks, okay?
But everyone is going to have a phone. I'm not trying to talk you into it because I just said how much I respect the fact that you've held out on the iPad thing. But there is going to be a point where you go... You do
yeah,
sometimes
and then
have to conform.
Leo is going to thank his parents later for saying, for letting him have a normal childhood and playing outside and doing all these things.
It's not normal anymore.
Not a normal childhood anymore, yes.
Yeah. I'm so torn on this.
I don't know. I genuinely didn't have a phone in middle school. I got one when I was a sophomore in high school. So I'm a little older than you guys.
Yeah.
But
I only got one because I walked to school in fifth and sixth grade.
Okay. I mean, he doesn't have a phone now. He rides the bus to school and stuff.
Oh my God, that's insane to me. Like what? You have.
It's exactly how they would
six.
Have done it in 95. What's different?
I know.
What's
but
different?
Now, but then why aren't you writing letters to your friends like you did
no,
in 95? It's
a
like.
A 6 year old does not need a phone. Is he seven now?
He's six.
Okay.
Something,
a 6 year old?
Something.
Like a little
watch.
AirPod
something.
Or AirPod.
Yes. Know where he's at. Know where he's at. Track him.
I know he's at school.
What if he's not?
I would have gotten an alert on my phone from the school that he's not there.
Okay.
Gosh, I'm so torn.
I saw him get
two.
On the bus. I do it
I know,
every
but
morning.
Just
I wave to him.
Things happen, man. I find it crazy that I'm against giving them too much, but you got, like, you're going to have to bend. If you say high school.
I said I would like high school. I don't know if that's realistic, but it does seem weird. Like, even as a freshman in high school, you can't drive yourself.
I
so
know,
what are you, like, your parents are still involved with all your plan making.
But you don't want to be in the middle of the plan making. Because it changes 47 times. You just yeah. want to be at the very end where it's like, we finally decided we're going to this movie theater Thursday at 7. And like, otherwise you're in the plan the whole time. You don't want to be that.
I'd love to hear if other parents have been through this and if there are certain phones, like a different a version of
think,
a phone that you can give.
I think my nephew, I can't remember what it's called. It's called something particular. And it's
like a dumb phone.
It might be
he
a dumb
definitely
phone.
Text his parents.
Yeah, because he's my sister's stepson. So he's with them half the time, with his mom half the time, right? So okay. like he can call each of the parents, but if he wants to FaceTime, he has to be on the parents' phone.
Okay.
So I don't
Are
know.
You on the side of reason, oh. me, or on THAC's side? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen, first and foremost, I want to get something out. Okay. Mm-hmm. There are laws that govern what we do here on the radio. And I have spent the last week or so giving Legacy Pie Company shameless plugs, and I don't get a damn thing from them. I haven't even ordered my pies for the season yet.
You might want to get on that.
No, I usually just roll in on the day where they're like, they make extra because they know there's dumbasses like me who are going to come in and go like, you got any pecan left? But like, they are incredible. If you haven't had them.
Don't, hold on. No, let me order first.
Listen.
What?
Also, another shameless plug. They used to be called Colorado Cherry Company. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they changed the name of all their stores, but on your way to your wedding venue, there is one. There's a...
Used on to be, the way to Estes?
On the way to Estes Park, there's one. It's a little roadside stand. Just very cute. Get over there. They make little pies. Oh, God.
Maybe we should serve mini pies at the wedding.
Oh, my God. There's so many... We need to do a whole thing about what you're serving at your wedding. We need to have a whole conversation about this.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
When do you do the cake testing?
I don't even know if we're having cake.
Oh,
we don't do a food tasting because it's like
you
a full blood restaurant.
Your filthy whore mouth. You're having cake. Look at T-Hack's face. You're having cake.
You need it. You need to at least do the tasting. That's the best part.
Yeah,
that's the only part of planning the wedding that's not really stressful. You get to just take a day and
you go
eat a bunch of cake. You know,
let's try the poppy seed raspberry.
Yeah, I just like, we're not big cake people. We might have a little one to cut just us two, but
what do you have?
I can deliver it to your guys' table if it's that important to you.
This is not your day, it's our day.
Well.
Speaking of your day.
Right.
So the reason I just did that whole disclaimer about Legacy Pie Company is I don't know where Erica was today, and frankly, I don't give a...
Wow.
But she sent, we have a group text, it's a show text. Mm-hmm. She sent a picture of like the flagship Tennyson right next door. You could see the word barbecue or whatever.
Yeah.
That's Post Oak Barbecue. Also, another shameless plug. That's some of the best barbecue you're ever going to put in your head. Like legit. Unbelievable. So Erica takes a picture. Is this the pie company you're talking about?
Because I was in an area that's Highlands, I think. The Highlands.
Sure.
Okay.
And I was up there and I was like, I've never been here before. I was just going for an appointment. No reason for me to ever be there. I didn't choose to be there. My other appointment got mixed up and they moved me to a different location.
Okay.
And then I'm just walking and I'm like, that's the pie place.
Yeah. And then, if you're driving, pull over, maybe even turn the radio down because you're not going to want to hear what I'm about to say. She didn't go in.
No.
She did not go in. She's like, is this the place? Knowing full well it's the place, right?
I was just so startled to see it.
Oh, startling. Huh. Go in.
I didn't.
Go in. Go in.
You're not going to like my answer.
Can I just tell you something?
Sure.
If I was going by like the Stanley Cup store or whatever, I'd go in Erica would like this color.
Let him cook.
I get it.
Something
else we've talked about.
Yes.
It's right. Isn't this the Yeti store that you've always wanted?
I saw the perfect sweater for Swanson. I would get it.
Why would you, Aaron? Why would you think of your coworker? You feel threatened?
Who
you feel attacked?
Who eats pie in the middle of the week?
Show of hands? Oh, look at those cars swerving on the highway.
I better put two hands
up. Their hands are up. What?
The reason I did not go in is, one, I needed to get home to get Swanson, get him out to go potty, all that stuff, and then I needed to come to work.
Uh-huh.
And two...
If you say you don't like pie, I swear to God.
No, it's just... I've been very vocal about watching what I'm eating right now.
Great. Watch it. Mm. Watch all you want.
And I'm not going to indulge in pie on a random day of the week. I'm sorry.
Erica, come on.
It literally goes against what I believe in. It's no one's birthday. It's not a holiday. Like,
It's not someone's birthday.
It's not any of our birthdays.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it's the farthest you can get from our birthdays.
No, it's not though.
And I just... It's like, against my values as a human to go, oh, a pie company. Good. I'm going to go spend $40 to $100.
You're going to shove your values down our throat.
It's
crazy to just go, you didn't go in. Like, it's the middle of the week.
I can't eat gluten. I brought you guys bagels from my mom's shop. That goes against my values.
On a Saturday. If it was a Saturday, I would have felt different.
Here's the thing. Immediately, almost immediately, little diabetic girl who shouldn't be having the pie is going, what's your Venmo? Get him. Because they have GF pies. They literally do. Like,
but I was already in my car. I just took the picture and I kept walking. Like a normal person at like 11 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to just be like, you know what the world needs right now? All of us eating 20 pounds of pie.
That's exactly what they need.
Mm-hmm. You sent the picture at 10:58. We responded at 10:58. How did you get to your car
there's no
so
way.
Fast?
There's no way.
Click.
Walk. There's my car.
I'm going to be walking through DIA. You know, at some point, I'm going to be walking there. And I'm going to see this big, tall guy and this tall girl. And she's going to be like, I just wish I had a friend named Erica. And he's going to go, Taylor, I don't think we'll ever meet. And I'll go, wait, I know an Eric. Is that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? I should tell them that I know an Eric. Nah, it's the middle of the week.
Why would I tell
Taylor Swift?
I can't explain to you how much in my soul, it didn't even cross my mind to go. Because like I was like, that's a special occasion thing.
You are doubling down on the hurt.
You all are that blank crazy. You are. Like, no. It's just a morning. I'm trying to get to work. I'm in athleisure. I'll be honest with you. I had just gotten a facial. There was no world where I was like, and now?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay, it's awkward in here and I don't know what to do.
It's not. I didn't ask.
I know, but Aaron did, and it's just a weird... Okay.
Have you ever thought it?
No, because he's my friend, not my employee.
Aaron just asked the question off the air.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to just skate right over what just happened. Aaron, ask your question again.
I asked T-Hack if Erica were to ask him to DJ her wedding, would he do it?
And the answer had a lot of hesitation.
Well... because I get put in this position often because I DJ clubs. I don't really DJ weddings. I've done a few.
Right.
And do you look down on wedding DJs?
I don't look down on it. I look not on them. I just look down on the event. It's just a completely different thing. Like you're trying to please a way wider swath of people. Mm. You're there way longer. You have to bring way more gear.
Also, DJs for weddings these days are in charge of the ceremony.
There's that, yeah. So now it's like you're setting up gear at the ceremony.
Like keeping it going.
More like you got to play the right music. When the bride's about to come out, you got to hit it. You got to know when to fade down.
What?
Yeah.
Like that would scare the poop out of me. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I was going to say the bad word and then. Okay. Let's skirt over that.
No. Okay.
Yeah. So,
it's just
a way different thing. It's just something I'm not really that interested in. But the position I get put in. Is it's usually people who I'm pretty friendly with, but I probably wouldn't be invited to the wedding.
Mm.
But they're like, but I know you, so I'll reach out. And then they also kind of want a discount because we know each other. And it's just so uncomfortable the whole time.
So you have DJ'd weddings.
Mm-hmm.
How can it... So I know how you feel when somebody comes up to request a song at Brothers.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it.
And
because people... People are not nice. It's like, you don't talk to the bartenders this way. There's no way. Like, people, no
one. Explain what they do. What do they do?
They just hit you like, no, next. Like, change it.
What?
Change, like moving their finger around. Like, next, change it. Or they just come up and they're like, play Keith Urban. And you're like, hello? please? Like, you know.
But also, if you're thumping right at that moment, you just can't suddenly trash it into.
I want to love somebody.
Yeah, you can't, exactly. Can you?
But they don't care. And I've warned people because if they want a big switch like that, it's like, well, then you're going to have to help me fight all these people when I play your song. And oh, yeah. And then they never do. I just get beat up every time.
Because people are genuinely mad because you. At any given point, you might be pleasing one person, but making the other 100 mad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was giving you 100 people in Brothers. Is that good?
It's probably more than that, right?
Yeah.
On a
Friday night, it's like hundreds?
Huh? I don't know. It's a big place. You've been there. It's so big. It's hard to tell. And there are people outside. But even more, it is tricky even at that to please everyone. People who are wanting to dance. People who are just outside. People who are still eating. There's a lot to please, so a wedding is that times 100, because you've got grandma, you've got the kids who want the new, like, Minecraft song or whatever.
Nobody like, oh my God, do people request that? Not at Brothers, right?
No, but like at a wedding.
Lava chicken or
kids,
whatever?
And that's the thing, once the kids start requesting, the kids don't stop, because they don't know any better, you know?
Did you see the story of this dude who, it's a DJ who left a wedding?
Yeah, And it terrifies me to my core because...
You have family that are this big of jerks?
No. I almost will
be
like...
You have friends that are this big?
No, I just... I would never want a DJ to be like, well, this sucks and bounce. Because I am a dance party girl at a wedding. If my wedding's not a party, I failed.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure on us.
So then we, okay. All right.
But I think that I don't know that I would tell our DJ, like, go ahead and take requests. You follow my list.
But you don't have to say anything for Uncle Earl.
I don't have an Uncle Earl.
Everybody's got an Uncle Earl.
I don't think that I have family members who will go request other than maybe my sisters who I trust.
Do you have, when you send out your wedding invites, are you going to have the, like, write down a song thing? That the last wedding I went to, they had like song request, you fill it out, and then a song that you don't want to hear.
Oh, I haven't done that, but that's an interesting way to be like, we're taking your requests to consideration, but no.
And then you pretend it's my day.
I get to pick the music.
That's the thing. You pretend that they're included.
Oh, so then they all think maybe at some point, so then they'll leave the DJ alone.
Yeah.
Because this one dude, Uncle Earl or whoever he is, just kept going to the DJ going, doing what T-Ak was just doing, like doing his finger going like,
change
hey
it.
Man, no. Move on. Wait, play some real music.
Or play something country. With a beat. You're like, that's all music. That's every song. I can do them all with my, it's all the same. Play it. We're about to leave. Well, then I don't want you to leave. So I'm not going to play it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, do people think through what they're saying?
No,
they
don't.
It just like doesn't make any sense. And actually that bothers me, the song you don't want to hear, because that has been a trend, and everybody puts, well, at my wedding, I don't want to play the Macarena. I don't want to hear the chicken dance.
But you have to play.
It's a wedding.
You have to play.
It's a wedding. You got to play all that stuff. YMCA, not at my wedding.
No, the Cupid Shuffle will happen at our wedding. For sure.
The Slacker Show.
I have a story that will make you think twice about relaxing.
What?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I have a story about a guy who got in big trouble for doing something that I have done.
Nobody say a word.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of South Carolina.
You don't say. Oh. Hey, can I have just a quick aside?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are you doing with your pants, Aaron? This could be the stupid story of the day.
I spilt candy cane on them, and it got stuck. So I just want to know how. They're yoga pants, and now they're stuck, and now
my story's out of the tech center where a girl's got candy cane all over her pants and is interrupting.
She hasn't stood up in a while. She's stuck to the chair.
Sorry, Hack.
No, that's okay.
I'm going with you, Malaya.
He's in South Carolina. Yes, there's a man. They called the police on him. He was caught driving his vehicle in circles.
Oh,
doing church parking lot.
What?
You call them cookies.
No, those are donuts.
Well, sometimes you call them cookies. Because you do the big cookie, and then you drive a car in the middle and go, arp, arp, and leave little chocolate chips in the middle of them.
Why were you being a dog?
No, that's when you just chirp the tires just a little bit, put some chips on your cookie that you made. Some people call them donuts, some people call them cookies. When you're in South Carolina, you call them
cookies. It seems like Slacker's admitting he's also done this in his life, just like me.
Yes, sir.
The problem with this guy is he was doing it, seeing rope-wise, they say. Without clothes.
Without the clothes on.
He had no pants on down there in South Carolina, and he was in the church parking lot, which they are friendly, but there is a line.
That is his suit he got from the Lord.
He was making cookies naked?
He was making cookies naked, and he also...
Never a great idea.
Apparently he had cocaine in the car.
Oh,
that's where we differ. Quite done that.
Not in the nudity?
So you got in big trouble.
Yeah, you're in a lot of trouble for that. My story, not from Florida neither. It is from, get your accents ready, China. A woman, it got quiet in here. A woman in China decided to try out the foot massager.
Oh.
In a store. And the foot massager said, "You taste amazing."
Oh, no.
And it sucked her foot in, and they had to call police, paramedics, fire, SWAT. and saw her leg off.
No.
No, it's fine. I just saw her out of it. She was stuck in the massager for over 30 minutes.
Never try a free massage.
Never try the free massage. Anyway, Gimpy left the store legless.
And probably less relaxed.
Yeah.
Though, I need it in a second. The stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.